Okay, but say today, Bez Hashem, we're going to start a series of shiurim on the actual details of the Tzuras HaPesach. But we had one shiur previously about the tokef of the Tzuras HaPesach. Where does it work? Does it work in the Rishus HaRabim? Does it work only in a Karmelis? Is it a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan, Shabbos, Kilayim, or Vechule? Today, Bez Hashem, we're going to start a series of shiurim on the physical details of the construction of the Tzuras HaPesach. Now the Gemara starts Gufa Amar Rav Chista Tzuras HaPesach Shalso Men Atzad La'osu V'lo Klum. In other words, the definition of Tzuras HaPesach is Kon Mikan V'Kon Mikan V'Kon Al Gabeim. Whereas you have the two sides, the two vertical poles and the horizontal on top of it, right? That's what the Gemara says. Is the definition, the Gemara of a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore Rav Chista says that if you do it min hatzad, it's no good. In other words, if the kana is not on top but is on the side, the kon al gabeim is not al gabeim, if it's on the side, that's no good. So Bez Hashem, next year, is going to be totally dedicated to this halacha of min atzad, because that's a fascinating halacha. And it doesn't go over the top. It goes, in other words, instead of you having the two vertical and the horizontal on top, it goes from the side. Where it's... what's the Havim? It's not Tzuras HaPesach. So that's where you'll come back, Bez Hashem, on Monday to have the answer to that question. Or you could say, even more simply, what is the... in other words, we have a statement in the Gemara, Tzuras HaPesach, Kon Al Gabeim. So what is he coming to add? So you could say maybe he's coming to add that it's Likuva. But it requires a whole shiur just on this line. So I really could have talked about that today, but I decided we'll have that in the next year on this topic. Then the Gemara says, "Amar chista tzuras hapesach amar tzricha shdei bria kedei lamid badelas afil delas shel kashin." You have to be able to theoretically put a door on the tzuras hapesach. But the tzuras hapesach is here, like here. You have the, like over here, you see? The Tzuras HaPesach. There's the Tzuras HaPesach. And coming from the Tzuras HaPesach is the door. So our doors, we have a Tzuras HaPesach, we have a door mamish. So we're not going to put a door mamish on every Tzuras HaPesach, but at least it should be roi to have a delis. That was the Avnei Nezer's raya, that as long as... even if legally you're not allowed to do it, it's still called Roy Lekach by Losas Ruas Linol for Rishus HaRabim. Because Haraya, how could any Tzuras HaPesach be good in a public community? Who's going to let you put up a delis? El Al Korcha, you see that since physically it could be put up, but if the government would want to, then that would be called Roy Lekach. And the Yeshua Smalko argued with him, and that says not Roy. Or you could say that's no right to this, that this just means it's just the sheer of the strength of the Tzuras HaPesach, that it has to be strong enough. Now Shechter has a very original chiddush on this topic, but we won't say it over today. So the Kanam, the Konamikans could hold the door.
And it's enough, even though the Konam...
Right. Because normally when you have a door, what's holding the door is the vertical poles, not the horizontal. Horizontal is just on top. Rav Shechter has a unique Kiddush on this matter. So, I'll say it over. You want me to say it over now? I'll say it over now. But I'm not saying it over now to say it over. I'm not saying it over now because I whet your appetite, and I'll say it over now. One of his tainus he had, I don't think anyone else has ever said this chiddush, and I think the pashtus is it's the poskim say fakert, and that is like this. He had a tain on Rabbi Zion Vosner's Erev and Bennett that he put a lechi on a building. Lechi on a building? Everyone puts lechis on a building. How do you? On a bunk, some buildings, right? You ever go to camp? You ever put a lechi? Right? Everyone does that. So what's Rav Shechter's taina? So he has this unique thing, which no one, I don't think, has ever said it. And I think Fakert, from Poskim, you say Fakert, that they didn't hold from this Kiddush. And that's like this. He says, what kind of business? We have these lechis today. Are they roy lechis? Are they roy to Delos Shulkash? Well, from themselves, especially the rubber ones, those rubber hoses, they're not roy to. If you try to put a Delos there, it'll just crumble up. The answer is that, but once it's mechuber to the pole, say when you mechuber a hose as a lechi to the telephone pole, then avada, once it's mechuber to the telephone pole, you could put a Delos shel kash on it. Well, once it's mechuber to the building, then they'll be able to hold up a Delos shel kash. Oh, so Shechter said like this. What's the pshat then? What's the pshat? See, Taina, the pshat is that when you put it up to the telephone pole, we view now the whole telephone pole as the lechi. In other words, the lechi is made up of the telephone pole with the hose. That's now your lechi. So the mela, now I have a lechi that can hold up a del shokash. But if you're going to be mechaber it, what? To the building. So what are you going to say? The whole building is the lechi? Lechi has according to some, has a maximum shear that it could be. After a certain while, you can't call it a lechi anymore. So Mimela, that's what he tainted. That shouldn't. Therefore, you can't mechaber the lechi to the building. If you need the building for it to have the chizuk to that it can mechaber del shalkash, and therefore, all the times what we do in camp. Wherever we do, everyone, you know, you take a lechi and you bang it into a bunk, right? And then from that lechi to the next lechi is a big gap. It's royal kabel del shokash because theoretically you could put a del once it's mechuber to the bunk, it's going to be able to hold a del shokash. Or a shekel says no, you can't do that because the shot must be that the whole bunk now is the lechi, and what? And how you talking? The bunk gets too big to be called the lechi. It's more the dala amos. It can't be called the lechi. But Masha ain't came. The telephone pulled out. That's his. The pashup shot in the poskim is no. That since you see it as a delineated thing b'fnei atzmo, you don't view the whole bunk as the lechi. No, the lechi is the lechi. And Maisa, since it's Rav Shachter will say no, but it's. But now in the situation that it's in. Yeah, but even a piece of wood would only hold up a delos shel kash if you would be tochev it into the karka. But the way it is now, that's the only reason it's standing up a chlal is because it's nailed into the bunk. So that's I've never seen anyone say this chiddush.
I think the old area, just like the one on that side of the street, there's I think just a little steeple out here.
Yeah.
It's
on the building.
Right,
so you're saying, what's this?
They had a problem with the ear before bar, whatever, 78 years ago, however long it was.
Maybe unless he didn't think of this far from.
I
mean, when he was talking about the ear of Bennett, so that was one of the comments that he made. But But I'm not here today to talk about the din of Royal Kabbal Dal Shalkash. That will be in a future shir. I'm not here today to talk about Menachzad either. So what am I here today to talk about? I am here today to talk about another issue in Judaism. And that is the following. Take a look in the Gemara. Tana, Tzuras Pesha Sha'omru, Konam Mikan, Mikon Al Gabeya. First word on the line is Mikan. First word on the line is Mikan. The Gemara is Akasha. Srichin Liga, or ain't Srichin Liga? Right? In other words, does the Kana Al Gabehem, does the Kana, I mean that's the two vertical poles, do they have to touch the horizontal pole? Do they have to touch the horizontal pole? Or is it enough that the ten tefachim high and the horizontal pole is on top, hovering on top of it, even though they're not touching? That's the question. That's the big question in Judaism. Srichim Liga or ain't Srichim Liga? Mazakta? Yeah, picture from yesterday. Now this is a big topic. Now this is a very interesting Gemara. A very interesting Gemara. Machlokes. Rav Nachman Omar ain't Srichim Liga. Rav Nachman says it doesn't have to touch. So as long as you have the two lechis, ten tefachim high, the Kanal Gabeim could be higher up. Ain't Srichim Liga. Rav Sheshis Omar Srichim Liga. So Rav Sheshis is a Machmir. Srichim Liga. So look at this. Also Rav Nachman Vavod Uv the Beresh Galusa Kishmaise. So Rav Nachman in the courtyard of the Resh Galusa, he followed his own psak, and he made a lechi at Tzuras HaPesach where the two vertical poles were not touching the horizontal. That's his shita. So Amalei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei Rav Gada. Rav Sheshes told his shamis Rav Gada, Zil Shluf Shadinu. This is the earliest mucker for tearing down someone's ear. He says, tear down his Erev. It's not a good Erev. We hold it's not a good Erev, so tear it down. So he's a good shamus and he listens. Also Shalaf Shadinu. So he tore it down. Ashkechinu debei Resh Galusa. So Resh Galusa, the people of Resh Galusa found him. Chapshuhu. And they put him in jail. They put him in jail for tearing down the nail. So Ozal Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes went to try to find his shamus. Kama Bava, he went to the gate. Amalei Gada. He said, Gada! Puk! Ta! Come out! I know kind of security I have there. Nafak. So he went out. Faser. Okay. That's the easiest ransom in history. Okay. So that's the story here. Now, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes, after this story, was met Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amrle, Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. He said, "What's you have anything to say about Tzuras Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach?" Amrle, in. Yeah, I have what to say about Tzuras HaPesach. Tanina, we learned Kippa. Right, that's the picture here of the arch. And believe me, this is not the first year we're going to have on Kippa. Believe me. Rameir Mechayev B'mezuzah V'chachomim Potrim. Okay, then the Gemara goes into details. V'shavim sheish v'gle asar sheichayev kol modim im gavar asar da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Good. So he told him this din of Kippa. So then he says, last line, Amarle, Imeshkachas lehu lo temelhu lebe reshkalusu v'lo midi mehamas nisa de kippa. Rav Sheshes says, if you see the reshkalusu people, don't tell them about this halacha of kippah, because this halacha of kippah is a raya that we said yesterday, ain't srichim liga. That's against me. So it shows that what I did was foolish for throwing down his Erev. So he says, don't tell them about this halach of kippah. Huh? We'll see. Because, so the Pashup Shat, we'll see, this is that the two, in other words, the kippah is a rai that ain't srichim liga. So he's saying that, because what's the kon al gabeim is the vertical thing on top, and the two sides are the, before the curvature are the two kon of minhatsads, you know, the two vertical, and the kon al gabeim is the, and there's a whole big hefsek in between. So you see, ain't srichim liga. So since you see, ain't srichim liga, so, you know, don't tell them anything. That's, oh. So the Pasha Pshat, the way that Rishonim learn, is the Maskon of the Gemara is Ain't Srichim Liga. Because that's even the, even Rav Sheshes, in the end saw the truth. He saw the light. And the Rambam passes this way, on page 4. Top line, Perek Zayin. Allah Yutes, go Bishnei Elchai Masar Tfachim or Yasub Akonik or Yasubo Shalgabem, Avu Pishain and Ogea Bishnei Helachayim. Al Yesh Benem Kama Amos. So even if they're Kama Amos in between, Hoel Vagova Alachaya Masara, I raise it to us a Pesach. That's the Rambam Pasuk. However, the Baal Hamor has a different pshat in this Gemara. Take a look on page 6. Dr. Balamor, Marshakosef, Harif Hilkas of Rav Nachman. The Rif also passes like Rav Nachman. Right on the fifth line. The Hilkas of Rav Nachman. They ain't freaking legal. Zeshakosef, Harif Hilkas of Rav Nachman, Tanya Kavosi. Mai, the Tanya Kippur, Ramer, Omrachai, Vacham, Potrim. So says the Balamor, Lididon, Lotalya, He says this whole sugya of kippah has nothing to do with ain't srichim liga. It's a new issue. Nothing to do. Milsa bapei nafshe. Kersinu. Asher rakshesh l'rav Rav Shmuel. I'm like Tani Mark. Next page. Va'adraba faket. Va'adraba. Says the Baal Hamor, no, Rav Sheshes is right. We pass him like Rav Sheshes. They threw him in jail for disturbing the peace. But he says, we pass him like Rav Sheshes. Oh, so why did he say, don't tell him, you know, don't tell the Reish Galusa people the thing of Kippah? What did he have, you know, why was he hiding the din of Kippah? Obviously, that if you have like that, it's mashma that it is a raya, and it's a raya that Rav Sheshes is chozerbo, or it's a raya to Rav Nachman. The Baal Hamor says in our svarim, in our shasin, that line that he said, don't tell him about kippah, is not there. Because in Achanami, this is a new sugya, a new inyan, and it has nothing to do with. And we're going to see Bezu Hashem in the future shir that the Achronim Taina, that according to the Baal Hamor, maybe this has nothing to do with, because according to the Baal Hamor, maybe the curvature is the mashkov, and Mimela. It is no gear, not the thing on top.
The curvature has to isn't no
gear. No, but
the curvature is the.
Is the kon al gabeim. But that's going to be in a future shir. In other words, so the Baal Hamor held that whole thing of keep is a new sugya, a new inyan. And the thing about not telling, that's that we don't have in the Gemara. That's ein b'svarim shalon. So the Baal HaMor paskens like Rav Sheshes, but all the other Rishonim, and the Ritva quotes this opinion also, but La Halacha, we paskin like Rav Nachman. Okay, but the Baal HaMor says he didn't have that gears. Well, now the question is like this: what kind of halacha is it? Ain't Tzrichim Liga? Is it a halacha of Gurasik, or is it some other halacha that ain't Tzrichim Liga? Just ain't Tzrichim Liga, not because of. That's already enough of a Tzuras HaPesach, not necessarily because of Gurasik. Remember, Rabbi, we'll have discussed this many years ago when we were learning this, but we'll see. So who says Beferish that it has to do from the earliest sources that it's a din in Gurasik? That's the Meiri writes that Beferish on page 5. The Meiri writes, "Kana shal gabei meinu tzara shiye nogeya bekanim shel tzadim al kevin shekvos asara omrim gurasik." Zok the Meiri, it's a din of gurasik. And that's the halacha of Eitz Rechim Liga, because you say gurasik. Oh, 1 second. Slow. Now, the Taz on page 8 has a chiddush. Look on the last line. I put the bracket earlier. You can read that on yourself. But look in the last line. Last line of the Taz on page 8. The nearly old the Mlamalam and Akanim Shamamidim Mati ish Gag Shemafsik Ben Gova Hevel Akanim ish Isubazel Lohavitur Sapasabazet came in Shahagag Mafsik Ben Hachevel Lakanim. They know some Tur Sapasabinian Zet. Al Tsarach Shayiftach Hanekev Go. Godol begag lamala me'akonim inyishiyu mekuvanim tachas achevu b'lihepsik. So the Taz says, say you want to, you have the vertical kana, and the kana gabeim is high up, and there's the top of the roof is protruding between the vertical and the horizontal. So says the Taz, then you have a problem. So what you have to do is you have to drill a hole, So parallel goes, so it won't be a God Hamas. Yeah. So that's what the Taz says. And this is the discussion of the utility box, the good old utility box. Right? Because when you have the telephone poles, so they used to put up 10 tefachim kanas, and then the wires on top. But a lot of times you see there's a little box.
Is this because he holds the Nimanachas?
So there's.
Meaning, is it because he holds the Nimanachas? Therefore, it can't go through it, but it could be a new thing that would be able to. Meaning, is this Taz that gets at that issue?
Maybe. In other words, you could say the Pshat and the Taz is that it's Gurasik, and therefore this is Mafsik, this is like a Gag HaBolet. Or like Rav Belazon here is saying, the what? It's not the Avdi Inshu. Even though one could say anytime it's not Nogay, it's not whoever made a Pesach that's, you know, that they... What's that?
Those guys have
right, well, he's... Bilska doesn't have to be, you know, he can... Yeah, he doesn't... I don't know if he... You know, I have to get my copy of the Bilska. And like that, I have it in Brooklyn. My copy, the library's copy, is just not. You know, it's an old, torn copy. But Right, the Bilsker would hold it, it goes through, but so the Taz in Echanami, he won't. He could be. He argues with the Taz. Mustami, he quotes it in the. You know, the Bilsker doesn't miss a Taz. You know. Oh, so who's the one who, the first one to argue with the Taz, on page 10, is the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. Now, if you're not familiar with the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, I'd like to say something that I heard from Rav Naftali Beer, Rosh Kollel in the Lakewood Kollel in Brookline, Massachusetts. He told me this many years ago, the name of Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron Kotler said that just like when you're learning Koshin Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ksos, so too when you learn Orach Chaim, you have to learn it with the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. That's what Rav Aaron said. No, Ka'ola Shabbos. Right. No, Tosefta Shabbos, I don't think he. So the Tosefta Shabbos, and this is the nice new print. They made a new printing of the Tosefta Shabbos. It says, Kosef Ataz, Tiyachal Likshar Chavolim, Vagogim, Rakshiyim, Chuvonim, Neger Akonim. Akaim Lotsus, Apesach, Ein Tzarek Liga. Rosh Kosef Sinishim, Shavvev, Vuposh. Kosef Ataz, Lassas, Neker Vagad, Neger Akonim, Shalo Yehe Hefsek, and Chevel Akon Shetach. Lo Yadanam and Aleha. So says the Tosefta Shabbos, I don't know what the Taz is talking about. In other words, the din of ain't tzarich liga, Gemara learns it from kippah. If you have the not the balamor's gears, the other gears. So he says that the whole din is not true, the Tosefta Shabbos. So the Tosefta Shabbos seems to be on the Bilsker's side here. Unless you say that the din of Ein Tzarech Liga is not a din in Good Asik. And he's not saying it else that it goes through. He's just saying that b'hachi sagi ain't tzarich liga means b'hachi sagi, not that it goes through. But who should we look at to see? Who would be the logical person to look for? Would be the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is the one who's anti-Bilsk. Chazon Ish is anti-Bilsk. So, and he holds, you can't say it goes through. So how is he going to deal with the Tosefta Shabbos' kasha on the Taz? So sure enough. Wait, let's take a look just in the Mishnah Berurah for a second on page 11. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz. Im yesh gad mapsik ben gova hachevel lakon shomad lo havi tzur tepesa zekenu gam mapsik. Enu tim tzur tepesa min yezer. Etc. You have to make a hole. And then in the Shartzion, in the bottom, Tazvel Yoraba, Vod Kamachronu, Uva Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, Mefakpek al din zeh, Ayin Sham. Right, as we saw, we followed the Ayin Sham. See, most people don't have a Tosefta Shabbos, so they're not Ayin Sham. We have Ayin Sham. So sure enough, the Chazon Ish says something. Believe it or not, he deals with this. But sometimes it's not so easy to understand what he says, but let's see. Page 12. V'inyan hefsek ha-gag ben tikkun le-mezuzah shehikshe b'tosef ha-shabes al-ataz meir v'yiral ha-fambezim v'kosh ha-kosh 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 ha-dalet ein raya misham u'mistaber dobe ha-kosh ha-bolet hu ha-tikra. Now you could read it and you have to look in Sivkot and Dal what he's saying. Some want to say that Chazon Ish meant to say that there was a different picture here. That the picture was ki'ilu, you have that round kippah, and then on top of the round kippah is like a board. So if that's the picture, so then there's no hefsek. go? Oh, page 8. Where is it? Page 8 on the bottom. Page 8?
Page
10. Oh, yeah. Here in the bottom here. Yeah. Right, photograph 1. So was if the case of Kippah is photograph 1, which I don't know. It's not so mustaber. I don't think maybe I'm blinded by the regular picture. So obviously, if that's the case, then the whole kasha of the Tosefta Shabbos obviously is not a kasha. The hanoch of the Tosefta Shabbos is that the case is like the picture that we have. Yeah. No, mapsik, good asking. It's narrower than the thick. Yeah, as long as you have a little bit going up, it's fine. I don't know, is it? Yeah, but there's. It's filled in. It's all filled in. I don't know. So this was the Bilsker. I think this is one of the Bilsker's rayas that he could. So it's Bilsker's learning that, like the Meiri, that it's good asik, and yet it goes through. And the Chazon Ish was the one from yesterday who was anti Bilsker. That's the way I understand it. I can't take a shvur d'oraisa that I'm. That's what he's explaining. I don't know if I would have necessarily figured it out from the words. You could feel free to look in there and look sifkat and dalit and come to a different conclusion if you want. But so far, that's the only thing that I. Right.
I'm sorry, in that picture, yeah?
Yeah.
The part of the curve would be as wide as.
Okay, then maybe not. Maybe not. It's thinner. Yeah, unless you say the outer parts of the wall go up. And yeah, so maybe the Bilsker's not so bad. Maybe we have to re. The only thing is the. The Rishonim are against the bills. So the whole Kabbalah issue is. But I didn't read the whole bills inside, so, okay. Now, there's another very important tshuva on this topic, and that's from the Shud Mayim Amukim on page 13. The Mayim Amukim is written. Well, it's tshuvas from Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. That's part of it. You know, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi from the Rashi Perish. So he deals with the question, what's the story if you have two poles for the Tzuras HaPesach, right? Tzuras HaPesach has two vertical and one horizontal. And one is much taller than the other. Right? What do you say? One is tall here, so could you just have a Tzuras HaPesach where one pole is very tall and one is shorter, and you mechaber the two? So he says, Reisi divrei Shimon, Yosef shapasol behem se'ev shemtzido echad kitzuras HaPesach. The Madibo, hey sharaya shevi min Mordechai erev shalechi echad haya meruchak min akora el yona yosef yitechad alechi echad haya tachas akora kim. Could be that such a Pesach is no good because who makes a Pesach like that? Yeah. No, but this is going to be part of this. So he says like this. He says, Avada, that's no good. But he says, what would be good is the following. Say you have a telephone pole that has a wire on top. Two telephone poles. But it's minatzad. So what you do is you make a tenfach, you make two new lechis on the sides. So one lechi is very tall, but it doesn't go mamish to the top. Say it's very tall. And the other one is short. I'll give you the picture I'll show you here in Rabbi Eisenman's article on page 15. No, actually, okay, this one is. Yeah, take a look in picture of 15. Page 15. So Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi says, that's okay. Because over there, the pshat is that the small one is good asik to the top, so that's a fine, that's a perfect ches. So that's a perfect tzuras ha-pesach. So that's what Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi writes. Second arrow. Kol shekhen shepesach zu should see the echad b'shmaya b'tzid ha-sheni b'aretz, the piskakol of the inshi. It's not because we view the wire as if it's coming down. It's because we say, like the Meiri said, good asik. So Mamela, you have a perfect Tzuras HaPesach. So this is quoted in Rabbi Kiv Eger on page 14 in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiv Eger writes, I feel ain't no gay, but Tam don't mean a good asik, right? Like the Meiri. But Kanim Olim Arachevel. Me Tam say I feel Kane Echad Gavoa, Kane Echad Nomuch. Mohavi Kipiski Shimoi, Rosha Echel Shamai, Rosha Echel Arts. Tadamina Kane Hanomuch, Ola Adamala, Araim, Melos Rachi Machuva, Aim Magaravram, Fize, Imachevel Atsmo, Meshupo Harbe, Havi Kipiski Shimoi, it's Archin Ludina. So as he says that the heter to have one tall and one short, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi says, and Rabbi Kiv Eger is repeating it, is only when it's midin gurasik. But in a chanami, if you would make it like that, then that could be problematic. So that's what my friend Rabbi Eisenman, wrote an article which Rav Shechter is fond of quoting. In the Beis Yitzchak many years ago, and page 16, that's the picture that would be problematic because law of the inch. So then, you know, there's a famous psak from Rabban Kotla that up to 45 degrees might still be good. If it's more than 45 degrees, then not. But up to 45 degrees, you could still view it. Okay, whatever. But obviously, in these things, sometimes it's hard to get exact measures. But obviously the better.
But it's pretty good because it's not sagging.
Well, sagging, we're going to have a separate packet on sagging. That's a whole separate packet when the string sags.
What if you have the top on the vertical, just it's different level ground? One place.
Well, the top hole is equal.
The top one is equal, but on the side it's just different.
Okay, so that's a question. We'll have to deal with that. Okay, so that's he's assuming again. That it's also midin gurasik, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, like the Meiri. Okay, then there's a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. Again, this whole discussion usually comes into play by the telephone poles, because a telephone pole, is an easy opportunity to have a built-in kanal gabayim. So it's usually on the side. So that's why you put another lechi on the bottom and you say good asik. So then the issue is the utility box is mafsik. So that's the question. So it could be. You see, you have to. The question is, would the Taz necessarily aser the utility box? You see, maybe one could say that the utility box, say good asik up to the utility box, and now the utility box is part of the kana min atzad, I mean kana mikan mikan, and it's and maybe it should still be good midin good asik. But by Gog, what are you going to say? The Gog is this way. See, the utility box is the same direction. So then, the utility box maybe could be a hemshech of the lechi. But the Gog, in other words, what? He talks. Is he talking about a box? Look, we have the mishavur right here. Right? Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Beckhoffer, who I just spoke to, he's a Rebbe in MTA, Bisman Azeh. So he writes, and I Xeroxed his piece here. One second, here, take a look on page 32. Rabbi Beckhoffer's Sefer. Another problem may arise when good asik l'chayim are used. Often the utility company box may be attached to the utility pole between the lechi and the overhead cable. If the lechi is built all the... So he wants to say, which I don't know, maybe you can mefakpek with what he's saying. He wants to say that if the kana minatzad goes up to the utility box or within lovet of the utility box, so then the utility box is part of the kana mikan. And therefore, the box may be considered part of the lechi. The halachic mechanism of lovet connects them. If, however, the lechi ends more than three tefachim beneath the box, then the box interrupts the good asik. But I don't know if that's necessarily correct. In other words, why don't you say, I should ask him this, why don't you say that the good asik goes up to the box, and now the box is now part of it, and then it goes further? Anyone who says, right? I mean, in the Lashon HaTaz, Rabbi Belazon was pointing out, but we didn't say, right? We didn't see anything beferish. Okay. So and then the other issue is that, and this is the issue that we discussed by Gog HaBolet, that there's a discussion of how much blita is mafsik or gurasik, right? In other words, the Chazon Ish wanted to say maybe only four tefachim is right, and maybe Rambam said even mashu. But so there could be. I was speaking to Rabbi Abadi about this. He thought maybe there's still room to be makel. That if it's a small thing, maybe it's not mafsik. So then the question is, what's the shear? Is this, you know, that we discussed in the early shiur when we discussed the Gog HaBolet, how much does it have to be bolet to be mafsik the din of
Gurasik? Something that doesn't have like such a thick like texture, like leaves or branches.
Yeah.
So there's probably some part of the leaf that's going through the branches. Like you have like,
yeah.
Like the trees.
Right. So if it's mamish on top of it, so that's the question. How much has to be bole to lose a din of Yuras? Okay. Now, the Avnei Nezer. Maybe. Well, that's the discussion we're saying here. In other words, I'm not so sure that the utility box... In other words, there are kama v'kama svaras to be makil with the utility box. First, if you say like the Bilsker, that you see Tosefa Shabbos from the Gemara Kippa, then the utility box is good, right? The Tosefa Shabbos would hold it's good. If you say that that it becomes part of the lechi, that's another svar to say that it would be good. If you say that you're only mevatel good asik if it's four tefachim, that would be another side that would be good. So there. Because the Chazanish is pshat why you need the four tefachim, not midin, or even less, yeah. No, but the rest of the pole is been atzad, so you still need this part of the pole. To...
You could say that the because the box is going horizontal, so that you can't say good acid. In case of the key part, it's all going up.
So
how do you prove anything about the box in the case of the key part?
You're saying that the case of the no, because once it's over there, yeah, right. But only the straight part is going to be the mezuzah. So then it curves. So that curvature is mafsik. That was the Tosefa Shabbos's kasha on the Taz, in the case of Kippur.
Building it up.
So what are you trying to say?
The box is coming.
You can say that's the good asset is coming horizontal. No, but the box is not horizontal. The box is on the thing. It's a box, so it can be vertical. You can view that as vertical, as a continuation of the vertical. So the kama v'kama svaras, you know, to be makel on the utility box. So people use utility box. People use it. Look, you should know the original Eiruvin. Who were the original Eiruvin? The original Eiruvin was Staten Island. I remember Staten Island had an Eiruv before anyone else had an Eiruv. I remember as a kid. No one ever heard of a community with an Eiruv. But in Staten Island, there was an Eiruv. And this Eiruv, Rabbi Chalap told me that he was involved in this Eiruv in Staten Island even before Rabbi J. Marcus came to Staten Island. And then also an early Eiruv was Elizabeth, Rabbi Teitz. That was a very early Eiruv. And I believe both those Eiruvin in the original way, maybe it could be in Elizabeth, it still has it this way. I know in Staten Island they changed it. It used to be just a 10th Fachim on the bottom, and now they went all the way up. Rabbi Eider wanted to change it and make it all the way up. No, we'll see why. That's
right.
Yeah, in other words, the original way that people made Eirvin in the communities was the easiest way to do it, is rely on all the telephone poles, other than Minatzad. So put these 10 Tfachim Lachis on the bottom, and that's what they would do. And that was the original way of making a... No, you should know the original way of making an Eiruv was just using the telephone poles with that. Ad min atzad, we have a cooler for that. That's a separate packet. We have to have the shiur ad min atzad. So those that didn't want to use... In other words, the easiest way, like Rabbi Will once said, to just look at the telephone poles and then give a clock. We have an Eiruv. You know, I'll tell them, okay. Stop, here's the Eiruv. Good. Okay, so that's the easiest way. And that was the famous Eiruv in Toronto, the original Eiruv in Toronto, by the Chavolim Bini'imim of Rabbi Grobart. And then Rabbi Avram Price, who was the Talmud of the Avni Nezer, who was the Rav in Toronto, very big goal. So that was the way. And then, in recent days, they decided not so recent, already some time, but not to. So there was a svar to be makel just on the telephone poles alone. We'll have to discuss what the svar is, but the way that was made in these communities, no, we treat it minatzad, and therefore we put the 10 tefachim at the bottom. So one of the issues, as Rabbi Bekov points out, is the utility box. So the utility box, that's the shaila, the Taz with the Tosef Shabbos and the Gagabolev with the Bilsker and the bridges. It's all connected. The Avdi Nezer also discusses this. Al Dover Hasafek Shachut Shal Telegraph Bolek Min Akana Tachas Achut Omid Kana B'Shipua. So he discusses also this topic. He brings down the Taz. No, that's a different Taz in Hilchas Mezuzah. And then he brings to the Gemara of who he passed it like. And he says that. And then he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's no raya from Kippa, because he says that the Rambam Shita is that. It could be the Rambam had that girsa of the Balamor, because the Rambam Shita seemingly is that the Kippa could be the Kana al Gabeim. So then it's Nogeya. So what's the right answer from Liga, from Kippa, if you hold that could be, right? So yes, the Kasha, if you hold, based on another Rambam, which we'll see sometime in the future, that the curvature is a good Mashkov, that it's mamash nogeya. So what do you mean the raya ain't tzrichim liga? So it must be that there is no raya, and like the Balamor, that the Rambam held like the Balamor. But the Balamor passed like Rav Sheshes. The Rambam still passes like Rav Nachman. So you could still pass him like Rav Nachman. It doesn't have to be the 2-7. But what force the Avnei Nezer wants a taina? See, in other words, the Balamor passed like Rav Sheshes because he says halachic Rav Sheshes be suris I'm klal like that. But so why is the Rambam Paskin like Rav Nachman? So the Avnei Nezer says, based on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Pei Tes, that there's a discussion in the Gemara. Do you say, normally when we say good asik, listen carefully, you make a mechitza with good asik, right? But say like this, say you have two buildings next to each other, but one is wider than the other. You have a wide building, and next to the wide building is a narrower building. So you can't say, you can only say good asik on the part that the bigger building is odef on the other building. So these, right? This part and this part. Over here, you don't say good asik here. So here you're not creating through good asik a mechitza, you're creating a pesach. You're creating two walls that have an opening between them, and the way Tosis learned that Gemara, it's basically the Gemara of Chotzer Ketanah and Nifritz and L'Gdolah by buildings of Gura. So the question is, do you say Gura Asik to create a Pesach, or is Gura Asik only said by a Mechitza? So Tosis says that's the Machlokas there in the Gemara. So Mamela, so maybe the discussion of Tzrichim Liga or Ain't Tzrichim Liga, this is a real Polish thing is whether based on that Gemara, whether you say good asik to create a Pesach, and Tzuras a Pesach is doch a Pesach. So Memela, that's the Machlokas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether Tzrichim Liga or Ain't Tzrichim Liga, whether good asik, you can say good asik to create a Pesach, and Memela, the Rambam Paskins that you say based on the other Gemara, he Paskins that you'd say it, so Mamela, and maybe based on Kolim and that other Gemara, and therefore he was forced to say it. I mean, that's. He says. In other words, once he passed it in that Gemara, that you say good asik even to create a Pesach. So over here also, when we're saying good asik on the two Kolim, it's a good asik to create a Pesach, like you like to say.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's just a pilpul. He just wants a befalpel. It doesn't come out. Like. Yeah, so Lalocha, he's saying that you'll say Grasik to create a Pesach in the case of the... Yeah, nothing's going to change. It's just the pilpul and the beer of how you got there. Nothing is going to change. Okay, now, the big discussion, Rabosai, shh. And this is the major topic. And that is, in the olden days, when you put... You made an Erev in the old days, when they used the telephone poles. So what did they do? They put 10 tefachim lechis on the bottom of each one. Now the question is, you have to be underneath to say gurasik. Now, how do you know you're underneath? So you can look. There are two ways of knowing. Either you can look, or you can mamish measure with a plumb line. Now obviously it's much easier just to look. Plumb line is the whole big tircha. Now, my experience is that when you do it based on looking, you're going to be off. Because I know in camp, but we did Surah HaPesach based on looking, and then we plumb lined it. How do you plumb line? What you do is, I mean, you take the wire, the Erev wire, and you throw it over the wire, and then it comes down, and then you see where it hits when it comes down. And the eyesight is very deceptive. So the question is, well, maybe who cares? Maybe the Talaria. So in a Hanami, the Torah doesn't care about the reality of it when it's all. The Torah cares about around perception.
So you
have 10 tefachim lechis there.
We have 10 tefachim lechis,
and then. What do you use? The telephone poles? What do you use?
The telephone wires.
So it goes all around the University of Maryland?
Why do you have 10?
On the east side, we have
a few square miles, yeah. And like you position the laser pointer on the bottom of the lechi, and it shows up on the... You have to shake it at night, but it shows up on the wire that's being used at the time.
Uh-huh.
One time on the east side, the lechis fell down in the park. Lechi. So if you were trying to put it back up,
Right. So, and in Eretz Yisrael, you know, they use the garbage cans. If they're 10 tefachim high, put garbage cans under the. So the discussion is, how do you do? In other words, what do you need to be to see that it to have the din of Ein Tzrichim Liga, that it's say gurasik, to see that it's underneath. You mamish have to measure it, or is it enough lefi rosei nayim? That's the question. So I have here a couple of interesting sources. On page 20 is a Xerox from Kuntres Yad Dodi. That is a Kuntres put together by Rabbi Yitzchak Frankel. Those that went to Hank might have had him as a Rebbe, or those that lived in Long Beach, he was around there in Long Beach. The Talmud of Rav Moshe. So he would put out a kuntres of all the psakim, not all, I mean, you can't get all, but many psakim from Rav David Feinstein that he asked, or other people asked. So at question 10, is it necessary to plumb a lechi? It's not necessary. Nir leinayim is good enough. That was his. Now, several years ago, namely. No, it's Rav David Feinstein. And I met him at a wedding this week, and he said, "Yeah, that was the Rosh Hashiva, meaning Rav Moshe's psak as well."
You met
Rav Yitzchak Frankel.
Yeah.
One second, slow. Now, so the original Erev in Staten Island was also with this 10 tefachim, but after Rav Moshe passed away, Rabbi Ida didn't want to rely on it anymore. So he asked to redo the Erev. And they redid the Erev. And they put it all the way up. You know, the I don't know if they used the black hoses or whatever, all the way up to the top. Oh, so several years ago, my friend Rabbi Chaim Jachter had this thing in his head that he has to find out what everyone in the world says on this topic of Tzrichim Liga. So he basically had asked everyone he could find. So he quotes me here. What does he quote me saying? First word on the line is he. Page 21. First word on the line is he. He says, now, thanks to Harav Tzvi Harari here, it was in 1991, I believe, that the Ravad Yosef came to the yeshiva here for a week or so, a little less than a week. And Rabbi Harari was the one who encouraged me to go speak to him and learn him on a Friday morning. So I think it was then, unless if it was then or in the time that I saw him in Eretz Yisrael, but I think it was then. So his first riot is that I asked Rabbi Avadi Yosef his opinion on this matter, and he said, Tzarech la'ayin. So you see from here that it's not beferish in the poskim, or else he would have known it. That's his first piece. Okay, so then he quotes different people. You could read it. Rav Schechter thought that you need mamish to be modeid, other people. The biggest chumrah is from, of course, from Rav Fivel Cohen. Rav Fivel Cohen says that if the accurate thing and the Riyas Hanayim are different, then you have to put up two lechis to get it from both perspectives, so that no one should be choshish you that it's okay. And then Rav Zalman Nechemi says, Rav, say, no, you go, it's different people, different. But then he says something from an interesting thing from Rav Schechter on page 22 on the top. He wants a taina. Rav Schechter said that, you know, he's willing to acknowledge that there is a shita that's Rosei Naim, but he thinks that every Erev should be consistent. That was either you plumb line them all, or you do Rosei Naim from them all. But if you're going to plumb line some and Rosei Naim some, then it's not consistent. Because, believe me, it'll come out different. Rosei Naim, unless you have a very big lechi, you know, then you'll hit it both ways. But if it's not so big, so if you plumb line, it's going to come one way, your Rosei Naim is going to come another way, because unless you're a pro at, but the average person, not a pro, is gonna come out differently. So those that say the Rosh Hashanah is enough, so that's enough. But Rav Schechter thought that every Erev should either be totally through Rosh Hashanah or totally through plumb line. But in our day and age, people are shying away from the tenth fachim thing. Whatever, and I don't think it's so much because of the utility box. Maybe that's a little bit, but because the utility box, we said we could have some coolness for, but more because of the they're not going to go ahead and start plumb lining every lechi that's 10th fachim, go there forever.
Who helped
with
that?
What?
Who helped
the
Fayers that you need to plumb line?
Here's the list. Oh, so now that... The laser maybe, because that's Bukhara considered like plumb lining. You manage measuring it. Rabbi Badi told me he thought it's a plumb line also. And Rabbi Jackson quotes, whatever. So these are the people he happened to speak to.
What?
Or Schechter holds you have to plumb line, so.
There
was that one on the building, the one that you were talking about before, the building was underneath. Now that we're into this topic of Rosh Hashanah, I just wanted to quote a couple of Makoros on this issue. The Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav, discusses the din of Kibetza. We know that for food, to be kabel, tuma, or to be metame, the food has to be a kibetza. So how do you know what a kibetza is? It has to be, it doesn't have to be a medium-sized kibetza. Kibetza is lo gdola v'lo ktana elevators. So how do you do it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe gdola shebgdolos, you get the biggest one you can find, uktana shebgtanos, and then you see how much water is displaced by the biggest, and how much water is displaced by the smallest. And then you and then you have it. And that's the Beitz of Beinimus. So Amar of Yosef, Chimi Modienu Ezek Gedol Ezek Tana. Who's going to, but he says, you don't have to. In other words, when you take the Gedola, who says that's the biggest Gedola? And when you take the Tana, in other words, what's the point of measuring? Who says that you're measuring only based on that the Hanocha, that the Gedola you took is the Gedola Shem Gedola, and the Tana is the Tana, and then you have it. So therefore he says, no, you don't even have to bother that, because you're not being consistent, because who says the Gedola is really the Gedola and the Tana is the Tana? So he says, El Hakol Lufi Daito Shel Roah. Hakol Lufi Daito Shel Roah. That everything, in other words, Daito Shel Roah, this looks like a Beinoni. And you know what a big one is, you know what a small one is, and this looks somewhere in between. Ah, is it exactly scientifically? Not necessarily, but the Torah, the Torah gave Shiurei Torah. Ah, that's Hakol Lufi Daito Roah. So the Chazon Ish is the one on page 25 who starts off his Kuntres HaShiurim with this Mishnah. Kalim Yudzayim Chimo Dianu Zagdol Mashma Deilu Haya Efshar Lamod Al Gdol Vaktana Hayar Rabbi Yehuda Model Asos Rabbi Yogna Yech Laivu Pigzem Gen Rebshar Shabshasha Omen Sabeinu So Huto Amitar Shalokidin O Matami Shalokidin Venira The Meilu Rabbi Yogna Meilu Rabbi Yehuda HaShir Mitchila Nita lefi omed, k'mo she'amru trumas ha'maisnet nitelis ba'omed. She'amru shiur b'sinai nemru ala omed, ma she'nira lo la'odem zeo shiurim. He says, all the shiurim, Chazon Ish says, are, you don't have to measure them, all lefi ha'omed. Ah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that they're exact. No, it means once you have your omed, then you can't be less than the omed. U'k'she'nemru shiur b'sinai nemru ala omed, ma she'nira lo la'odem zeo shiurim. So the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dino Chivu say Yochel Litol as a Gedola Vaktana L'Chalkam Avshaktana Gedola He Moshel Adas Al Roa. The other, he says that's the way you should do it. And the other opinion says that sof ein mishirim diktuk elakirav ein lahakbid al adam likhid. In other words, he's saying that we're not mechayiv you to do so much, but with hakolafid ein haroa. Now there's a famous tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Golevsky. Rav Golevsky used to teach here in the yeshiva. He was a grandson of Simcha Zelig, right? The Brisker Dayan, of Simcha Zelig Rieger. He taught here in IBC for many years. So in the middle of Tshuva about brain death and death, he speaks about the Ribu of Tfilin. And he says, basically, Rav Moshe says, the Ribu of Tfilin is Lefi Ra'os Sa'inai. In other words, you don't have to have exact measurement to see that as you look at it looks square, that's good enough. Ah, if you do it in a precision instrument, you'll come out. Not, no, the Shiur HaTorah will be in the Oras Hamor. Now, there was an article written in Hamasifta, that's the Torah Vedas's Torah journal, by a fellow of Yosef Chaim Perlman. It has to do with the bugs in the New York water. And he's a Talmud of Rav Belsky, who was very much lakula on this for different reasons. The Rav Belsky's reason has that the water was mishava in the mayim. It's not called so that those bugs maybe are not bechlal, they are bechlal. But that's not. I'm not here to discuss that today. I'm here to discuss the issue whether that's called nirelei nayim. Is that called Nirelei Nayim? So I'll tell you his word. And it just struck me as interesting. You can mefalpel whether you like it or you don't like it, but I'll tell you what he says. He says like this. Those that learn Yerideya, well, will be learning Yerideya, will have learned or will learn, that there's a concept which we don't really do so much today, but that if an issa falls in a heter, so you give it to a chef to taste. Kfeil armo. You give the chef to taste, and if he can taste it, then it's aser, and if he can't taste it, then it's bottom. So the question that the Rishonim deal is, why do you have to give it to a kfeila? Why do you have to give it to someone who went to chef school? That's why just give it to a regular guy? You can't give it to a yid because he might taste it and then it's too late. He ate drink. So what do you have to? I have to go to the kfeila. I have to go to a chef. I have a local guy next door. I knock on his door, and he'll taste it for me. If he tastes it, then what's the problem? So there's a machlokas Rishonim about this. So the Ritva says that you give it to a guy because a chef knows how to taste things. He could discern. But the Rashba says no. That's not why you give it to a chef. Because we don't care. We don't need. The Torah doesn't require the expertise of a professional. The Torah was given to hedyotis. It was given to regular people. It wasn't given to the scientists of the world like Rav Henkin writes. I'll tell you in what context. It was given to the regular people who have eyes, ears, nose, etc. Regular Hamisha people. That's what the Torah was given to. So why do you go to the chef? You give it to the chef because you just want to make sure that he's not lying. And then the chef is an Uman, so an Uman can lose his job if he's going to... But not else the expertise of the taste. That's so says the Rashba. So he wants a taina that... So hua dinami, whenever the Torah is makbid on something, whether it's nira leinayim or you can taste it or this, it's l'chora tolay on what the hamonam can see. I could go to some bucky who knows how to, you know, is a bucky and how to see things or how to, you know. Maybe that's not part of the requirement of the Torah. It's a shame that if I go to a real chef, Hitaka will taste it. But if I go to my goyish neighbor, who's just like me in terms of tasting, he won't. There's no chiyuv to go to the chef midin that. So that was his discussion over here about. So therefore, obviously, his point that he wanted to make is therefore, you know, most people haven't seen it till now. Don't see it. Don't want to see it. Don't know how to see it. So that's what he, that was his mahalach. Oh yeah, Rav Henkin is like this. So Professor Levy, Dr. Leo Levy, wrote a book called Jewish Chrononomy, where he goes through all the zmanim. So Rav Henkin gives him a haskama, but the haskama is like a backhanded, he says that, you know, it's a nice book that you wrote, but really the Torah wasn't given to the astronomers and the astrologers, and we keep our 72 minutes and don't bother me with your book, so to speak. No, I mean, in our day and age, you know, technology and science, we're very precise, and that put, you know, like Rabbi Eitan Orlian was once saying to me, you know, everyone, this day and age, you know, is an age of precision, because we became advanced in all these, you know, scientific tools and things like that. I remember the late Rabbi Peretzky, who was the bochin here in the yeshiva for many years, who learned in the Radin yeshiva. And he told me that he learned in the Radin yeshiva, so the Chofetz Chaim already was not so well. By the way, Rabbi Yankelovich, who still is in the yeshiva now, is one of the few people probably left in this generation who saw the Chofetz Chaim, who was also in the Radin Yeshiva, and he saw the Chofetz Chaim. But Rabbi Peretzky told me that the Chofetz Chaim used to give like a little sicha, a little shmooze in the house, because he didn't go to the yeshiva. He before Maariv on Motzai Shabbos, he would give a shmooze. And then he didn't have the Prima calendar, you know. So he would send the Shabbos out to see, go see if there are three stars. You know, that's, and then they would daven Maariv and then Shabbos. And he said sometimes the Chofetz Chaim, I guess, felt that he went, the sikha was a little bit long, so he said, you don't have to go out, the stars are there, you don't have to, you know. But today, you know, we have a different type of mindset, a mindset of, you know, 8:42, you know. So, I'm not here to give a sock of the bugs here, but in other words, to me it was always strange that that's called Nira Leinayim if no one saw it for 100 years, you know.
So let's say you're trying to figure out, you know, some shear. So the shear of a kepa is no longer a hand breadth. It's that you go. You know, somebody has a psah, whether it's 3.4, 4.3, whatever it is, inches, but then you have that psah, and then you don't go with the kepa, and you don't go with the hand breadth to say this is longer, this isn't longer. You bring a ruler. This is something that today, because of technology, our hagiotos are more available. Should we say that the measurements of the shiurim should then...
Probably not.
That there should be some...
In other words, now you're saying, now that we have these things, are we mechuyev to use them?
Right, so hagiotos have certain things which they didn't have then.
Yeah, this is where they discuss this also about, are you mechuyev to give the Sifrei Torah and the Tefillin that the computer should check it or not? What do we say, you know?
But that's already my sabumnus.
Yes.
That's still my
okay, sabumnus. Okay, so...
But everybody in this room knows how to use the rule.
Okay, so that's... okay, we could be done on that.
I'm not trying to call the people in this room that you're listening. They're all together.
Right.
But I
understand. And so this is a very fundamental discussion. It's interesting that the Tshuvas HaGaonim says that why did the Torah give the Shir Chitra Sora? Why was all the Shir of Kezias based on fruits and that, you know? So this way, in every generation, you'll know what it is. That's the counter taina to the Tzlach, who says that that everything the Beitzim is Kadnu HaBeitzim. So the counter tainer to the Tzlach is the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that no, the Torah is, for every door, it's based on the Beitzim. That's a separate issue. That's not the same issue as this issue. But whatever, Rabbi Jack, in his article, take a look, he points out, you know, we do see that there's a concept of Medida in certain areas and certain areas not. I was always, you know, noted to think that things should be, you know, Gabi Rosei Naim, but... that's this discussion. Okay, so just to review, we discussed Tzrichim Liga, Ein Tzrichim Liga. We discussed what if there's something mafsig. We discussed Miri says a good asig. We discussed the Taz, the Sefer Shabbos Kash on the Taz from the Gemara of Kippa. We discussed the utility box. We discussed who do we paskin like, Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. What's the gears in the Gemara? Maybe Kippa doesn't have anything to do with Tzrichim Liga or not. We discussed the Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, that Matir is one case when it's hovering above, but not the Navta Meshupa case. We discussed, you know, Adlinesis Tshuva. We discussed whether you have to plumb the Riyas Einayim, the Mishnah Kalim, whether the Rashba by Timas Kvela, and then how that fits in as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, Monday we'll continue the second shiur on the Yoni Tzuras HaPesach, and that's a fundamental shiur about Min HaTzad, which is very, very important. Also, I'm going to let you know exactly, definitely Bez Hashem next week, and we'll see, there'll be a little bit more.